Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe. But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. I know how much you enjoy it. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting. Being part of the conversation, part of the solution. That's what I want you. I want you part of the solution. That's the only way for us to fix this. It's the only way for us to make it right. Right? Get informed. Help push back, grab an issue. You know, I know, I'm like a broken record, but I have to be. I joke around this being like the old Sesame Street days, right? You just got to keep beating it up, talking about it until it catches. Because some of you have actually called me to tell me you run for office because of some of the things I've said on the show. You do not have to be a brain surgeon, an expert in education, an expert in city management to run for office. No, seriously. You have to be informed, though. You have to have a clue on what's going on in the city. You have to be somewhat engaged. But other than that, you don't have to be an expert, guys. You really don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Nancy Pelosi has, I got to keep it clean, huh? She's got the spine. Now, she was a little shy of doing it. But she was pretty much all over it a couple days ago. People on her team were calling for Clarence Thomas to resign from the Supreme Court. Oh, they'd love that, wouldn't they? And she was upset because his wife supported a coup, wanted Trump to stay in office. And now she wants him to recuse himself because of his wife. And if he doesn't recuse himself, then he should resign, which is really interesting. Because we've had several issues on that court. And, well, listen, we've had several issues with Nancy Pelosi and other Congress people that have had a heck of a conflict of interest. But they don't seem to care. Right? I like that. Nancy Pelosi does have cooties. Stay away from her. Right? And again, it's funny how quickly they'll call for recusal of a judge, and Nancy will always stick up for her people. Nobody on the Dem side ever does anything wrong. They don't do things illegal. They're the only ones who know the right thing to do, the right kind of legislation that needs to go forward. You ever notice that with them? Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. oh, God, I love this. Yeah, I just love the way they laid this out. and it's always our fault. You ever noticed that? Pelosi said she was interested in holding a congressional hearing on enacting Supreme Court ethics soon. Democrats' sweeping vote reform legislation, known as H.R. 1, included creating a code of ethics for the Supreme Court. Though the legislation died in the Senate, Pelosi talked of reviving that part of the bill. Well, you know what I love about this? Why don't they do one for Congress? And you know, the justices have no code of ethics. I'm sorry. They're justices of the Supreme Court. They don't have to. They should already have a code of ethics that they live by. I mean, remember, this is supposed to be interpreting the law and what it means. Are you seriously telling me that you need to put a code of ethics together in order for them to be able to be ethical people? Wow. Because under federal statute, right, the judges have to disqualify themselves in any proceeding in which their impartiality might reasonably be questioned. Here's the funny thing about this. His wife, Ginny. How many of you agree with your spouse on everything? How many of you vote exactly the same way on everything? So what, she pretends to know what goes on in their household? Right? Unreal. But again, it goes right back to what I keep telling you. They believe they know better than you. They believe they know more than you. You know? Yeah, that's a good point. Then the new justice should recuse herself every time something comes out about a woman's issue because she doesn't know anything about women. She doesn't know what they are. Hey, she self-admitted that. I'm not making it up as I go. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Durham investigation is cranking along. You know, I don't understand why it takes so long. I really don't. A lot of this information he had early. You know, it's just amazing. And Clinton, Hillary, she refused to answer any questions when reporters throw them out at her at meetings that she's at now. I mean, I'd like to see her run for president again, wouldn't you? That would be the most enjoyable legal bloodbath I've ever seen. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, not offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe was in your house. I'm getting you ready for the night, right? Get that blood pumping. And, you know, so when you go out dancing, you already got some of that information in your head, right? Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me. Love having you around. Make a comment in the chat room. That's an easy one. I mean, and again, if you're bored with me, they're smarter than I am. Oh, and they got a lot of common sense going on in that chat room. All right, back to the John Durham investigation. You know, I've said it. If I see Hillary Clinton in handcuffs and or even in front of a jury, I'd be extremely surprised. Extremely. So Durham has made a significant headway in the investigation of the Trump-Russia probe. I've got a shirt on right now. I had a shirt on earlier that said Russia made me do it. I can't tell you how many people are going, well, what are you wearing that for? Well, listen, according to the left, Russia made Trump do everything. All the bad stuff that went on, all Russia's fault. And because they loved Trump so much. How's that working out? Now, Bill Barr, who served under President George H.W. Bush and Donald Trump, said if there is a case to be brought against any further defendants in the matter, Durham is the one who is not reticent to bring it. Now, the question, but see, I've been telling people this. Here's the problem. Who does he bring it to? He brings it to the DOJ. What do you think they're going to do with it? Merrick Garland, what do you think he's going to do with it? Barr went on to say, I think the question all along has been that this was a campaign dirty trick to get the government to investigate allegations. Right? These are scurrilous allegations about Donald Trump. And then leaked the information just before the election. I can buy that. To a big degree. And so that raises two questions. Was Clinton campaign developing this false information and feeding it for that purpose? Right, is that what they were trying to do? Get Trump just before the election? And then he said the number two question, which I think is a great question, is what was the FBI's role in all this? Barr went on to say that the investigation into the Clinton's attorney, Michael Sussman, he's been indicted, by the way, in the probe. I wonder what he'll come up with. Now, if he knows him really well, keep his mouth shut because he could end up gone. He'd end up hanging himself from whatever. Barr went on to say, it tells me that he's dug up very deep and he's developed some good information. He thinks he can make a criminal case stick here. He said, there's never been a doubt in my mind that if there's a crime to be proven brought by prosecutor, Durham will do it. He said the former Connecticut federal prosecutor has got, high integrity. Now, when asked about the most recent allegations against his former boss, Barr said that claims surrounding the former president bringing White House documents to his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida, are akin to making a mountain out of a molehill. Right? Again, making a big deal out of it. Notice how when it comes to Trump, every little thing he says, does, alludes to, is a federal case. There's no way around it. Right? I mean, they hate this man so much, he is in every moment of their brain. This is, to me, I would love this. I'd be sitting there going, this is really cool. I take up more space in their head. They can't even figure out what to have for dinner because I'm taking up so much room. He went on to say, look, the whole classification system is for the president. He gets to decide. He can declassify anything he wants to. So don't you think he ought to be able to take, papers home with him to go over? He can declassify, declassify. It's all for him to use. Now, there might be a technical violation at play, but that's not jailable. I mean, I love this. I don't even know how you deal with this. Seriously. If I was Trump, I'd put a small team together. He's got the money to do this. I'd put a small team together to do one thing and one thing only. It's to go after, when people accuse him or this thing starts to happen, I would go after this like you wouldn't believe. I would wait for them to make the accusation. Then I would turn around after they've made the accusations and I've been cleared of the accusations. Then I would go after them for defamation or whatever I could. Whatever I could to make them crazy. That would be my goal in life. Especially at his level now. Anyway, where am I? Oh, yeah. Pete Buttigieg is at it again. He says no quick fix to the high gas prices. But wouldn't mention it. You see, these people, there's no reality for them. He said nothing about the Keystone Pipeline and why that's a problem. He also said that that Florida Don't Say Gay bill is a real problem because it'll drive suicides up. Not true. This is not true. There's no scientific data behind it to prove it. There's no surveys behind it to prove it. As a matter of fact, you can almost prove the opposite. Right? Now, he even got absurd about it. He blamed the Florida Don't Say Gay bill on Republicans' lack of plan for gas prices, inflation, and more. So I guess if you're thinking about sexual orientation, you can't do anything else. Is that kind of what he's saying? I find it amazing and hilarious. So anyway, he claimed during an appearance on ABC that the View, great place for him, all kinds of stories, probably gushing all over him, that there was no quick fix to the record high gas prices. Now, he failed to mention what the cancellation of the Keystone Pipeline added in taking away how much oil we could have produced on a daily basis. He said there's always a lot of politics around gas prices. We're focused on what's actually going to bring the relief. Look, if they threatened us to stop producing gas tomorrow and they had to turn around and get electric cars working like almost immediately, we are well into a decade away from making that a real reality. Yeah, we've got Tesla, we've got the cars going, but how far can you truly go with them, honestly? Can the grid in most states handling charging them? What do you do in that 4-hour drive on the freeway or the 5-hour drive on the freeway through Texas? You guys there are going to be screwed. To some places, it'll take a whole day to get through. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believe that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, the United States has been clear about supplying Ukraine with strictly defensive weapons. But Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls wants to see a shift in this policy. He's encouraging NATO to help Ukraine launch strikes on Russia's critical infrastructure like oil depots.
If we leave all of Russian logistics unfettered, then they would be able to continue to push and push and push more men and material.
The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. The four men who claimed an FBI informant set them up faced life in prison sentences if found guilty. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back. God bless. I've been doing this long enough. I know what buttons to press. You think I would by now. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening if you go there. I mean, you can look at the... You see how your brain kicks in? Anyway, MyPillow.com does not have a chat room. But what it does have is slippers. It has robes. It has sheets. It has pillows. Pillow covers. And you need that stuff. I know you're buying it from the local communist stores. Don't do that. I want you to buy it from people who really, you know, give a crud and help you out. Mike Lindell's been supporting, conservative causes for years now. He's lost some great personal wealth in helping people make it and helping get the message out. So why wouldn't you go there? Why wouldn't, you know, I mean, if some of you are giving money to Disney and you're not buying anything from Mike, I'd have to question whether you're truly conservatives. Seriously. So go to MyPillow.com, you know, look at the slippers, look at everything he's got there on your way out, on your checkout. Use Joe as a promo code. You will save 50 to 60% on pretty much everything there. All right? I make a few bucks, yeah? I'm always transparent about stuff. I'll make a few bucks. Mike makes a few bucks, keeps people working, keeps the plants open here, keeps the support teams around the plants working. Come on, it's real. It's really the way we should be operating. We should be supporting each other now. Because they're not supporting us, and they're doing everything they can to take us down. So don't let him do it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. All right, back to Pete Buttercheeks. I'm sorry. I really couldn't pronounce his name. I thought that was appropriate. So, again, he claimed on The View that there was no quick fix to the record high gas prices. And what I went into earlier was because, that's because his boss, first thing he did was shut down a Keystone pipeline, which would have helped tremendously. We were already energy efficient. We already had low gas prices. They have over, where I'm in the state that I'm in, they've over doubled in a year. In a year. Now, anybody with two brain cells to rub together would stop and go, okay, what changed? What happened? And don't give me the war stuff, because the war stuff is fairly recent. What changed? Now, they'll tell you that nothing, they didn't do anything to drive them up. I believe they're driving them like, I think they're trying to get them to 12 and 15 bucks a gallon, thinking they're going to force you into the, you know, electronic stuff, into the battery operated. They're doing that in California. They're doing away with gas engines on gardening tools. You won't be able to have a gas-powered lawnmower, hedge clip, any of that stuff. I think it's by 2025. And then by 2035, no gas-powered cars. You won't be able to sell a gas-powered car in California. So all you muscle car freaks that came to California because you love the weather, you love to be able to cruise with your top down and your 400-horse, you know, muscle car, good luck to you. He goes on to say, he offered all kinds of reasons why there was pain at the pump. But he went on to say there are other steps that I think will help, including asking Congress to hold companies accountable if they're just sitting on these permits and not producing. Well, now there's a problem here. He's not telling the truth. Permits have been issued. It's R&D. And what that means is that, you know, they're looking for the oil. They don't quite know if it's there or how easy it is to get to. And they're talking about, he says, you know, they're sitting on these permits. They're not producing. And they're pocketing record profits. So there's no quick fix for this. Otherwise, every president would immediately turn the dial down on gas prices if it worked that way. Well, it does work that way. The way you turn the gas pricing dial down is you allow the oil companies to drill more. And there's so much more to it than just the permits. That sounds cute. He claimed that the administration was taking action on fuel efficiency requirements, but noted that such action would immediately provide relief. I'm sorry, wouldn't. Provide relief for Americans. Then he cleverly moved the discussion in a different direction. Yeah, wouldn't immediately provide. You know what that means? First of all, if you do some digging on the Keystone Pipeline, it won't come back that easy if it comes back at all. Those investors have moved on to something else. A lot of that equipment has been pulled out of there. The pipe pieces have been pulled away for other projects. Think about it. Think about how this stuff rolls out. What he's talking about is the Green Deal. It won't immediately change anything. It won't immediately fix anything. Right? And then he slides into, as do most Democrat politicians, let's get away from the conversation that's uncomfortable. He slides it into things like the cost of child care, prescription drugs, care for the elderly. What is the head of the transportation department got to do about talking about those things? Aren't those things like health and human services? I'm just asking. Joyless Behar, she opened up. She told Booted Butter Cheeks to speak out more and deflect blame from Biden over the record high prices. She wanted to see more Democrats coming to his defense. The problem is, they can't. Well, they would. They'd be lying. Now, she didn't mention, however, the hesitation by some Democrats who were up for re-election in this year's midterms. And his approval ratings are taking nosedives. Right? I mean, just look at it. Look at where he's at. He's in the tank. He's in the dumper, too. But I think she responded that it was important for them to talk about what they were doing to make things easier for people. But he still redirected blame for the gas prices. This time it was the economic downturn. Because we know in an economic downturn, the best thing to do is have gas prices go up, right? Seriously. I don't know. I have no idea. Somebody just asked, what do they plan on doing with existing fossil fuel powered vehicles when they go to electric cars in 2025? Well, you'll be able to sell them in other states, Ron. You just can't sell them here in California. That's not a federal thing. You know, those muscle cars, you'll have to take them elsewhere. Now, here's the deal. You can keep your muscle car that you already have. You can keep your gas powered. You just can't sell them. And you can't sell them in private parties. I mean, this is going to be one, this will be one heck of a lawsuit, I think. But if you're not going to sell cars anymore, or gas-powered cars, and you can't, right, what are the gas stations going to do? What are they going to become electric pumping stations or electric? I don't know what they're going to do. They think it's as easy as flicking a switch and all this stops. And this is where people like us and people like you that are well-informed need to, you need to open your mouth and to ask your friends that same question. Hey, you've been a lifelong Democrat. Yeah, you like Biden? God, I love him. Yeah, right. Don't you have a couple of Hemis in your garage? A couple of them old Buicks that you've been restoring that you love? Right, you got a Charger, Trans Am. Yeah, dude. When are you going to switch it to electric? What do you mean? Right? Seriously. The Transportation Secretary made no mention of the impact on President Biden's decision after taking office to kill the Keystone Pipeline. Not a word. Didn't even hint around it. Right? That would have been a great thing to do. As well as his decision to freeze all the new oil and gas leases on federal lands. See, he doesn't want to talk about that. And the White House has said point blank, we're not going to revive the pipeline because it won't address the problems we're having in the U.S. My God, they're so lost. They are so lost. Later in the discussion, he slammed the floor on a bill coined by Democrats as a Don't Say Gay bill, accused Republicans of moving ahead with a bill for political reasons. No, that's not it at all. Although I don't know how he puts that all together. Show me senior host. A lot more coming up. And I'll get off of this, I promise. We'll be right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic an insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Come on, that's great stuff. I'm still horns. I love horns. It's the way to go, man. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You guys are great at chat rooms. We're talking about peanut butter cheeks and you know how they want to go all electric. Let's just be honest about it. They want to go all electric. And they're going to do everything they can to make us go all electric. Now, here in California, they've already said it. They can't do it. You know, they're always getting ahead of themselves. They want to blame everybody else for these issues. And they even last summer, we were having, you know, a heat wave, and, you know, the grid was being taxed tremendously because they put absolutely no money into strengthening our grid. They won't allow us to have the power plants working properly. And they asked, they said, hey, if you get an electric car, don't charge it today. It's like, wait a minute, are you for real? Don't go to work? You're going to take care of my mortgage and everything? This is what I'm telling people. And you really believe you have some of these communities? Look, I have 300,000 people in my community. And that doesn't mean just 300,000 homes. But 300, let's just 150,000 homes in my little community. Of the 150,000, 160,000 homes, if everybody's got an electric car, how's that going to work? See, they're pushing away from the gas stuff. They don't want to deal with natural gas. Does anybody know that some power plants are driven by natural gas, by coal? How are they going to fix that? You know, in all honesty and fairness, how are they going to fix that? 160,000 homes, all of them have electric cars, maybe two, right? Because most homes have two cars. California wants to do away with that. You gotta charge all your gardening equipment. They probably do that at night too, right? So you charge the cars at night, charge your garden equipment at night. Lithium batteries aren't known for catching fire, are they? Anybody? Do we know the answer? Yes, they are. They just don't think. They do not think. And those solar panels on your roof that are absorbing all of that and the batteries that they have to make, where do you think that's coming from? What do you think they're using to make those? Right? And then here in California, your forced air heaters, you know, the gas heaters that you have for your home, safe, clean, natural gas. Yeah, you're not going to have those anymore either. They're trying to do away with those right now. They want you to go to a device that's called a heat pump, for some of you who don't know. And a heat pump runs on what? Anybody know? Electricity. Yes. That's right. So you will have no natural gas to the house. You will have no regular gas vehicles in a driveway. Everything in your house will be run by electricity. I'm talking about stove, forced air heater, air conditioner, the whole nine yards. And where does that electricity come from? Because it ain't coming from the panels on the roof, that's for sure. It's coming from, and that's the other thing too. They don't want any nuclear power because it's so dangerous. No, it's not. It really isn't. It's not as dangerous, especially in this country, the way they make it out to be. Some countries who don't give a crap, yeah. But, so they won't let you have the nuclear power. What do you do to produce power? Because there ain't a raging river in every, you know, county. So you've got, let me see, hydroelectric. Okay. And then you've got, coal. But we're shutting those places down. So you have hydroelectric. Maybe you have coal for a while. No more natural gas. They want to do away with natural gas. I mean, you look at this stuff, you've got to giggle. So it proves you that they don't think any of this stuff through. None of it. And yeah, to one person's comment, so true. We have over 300 years of fossil fuels, at least, in this country. But we can't drill for any of it. Because we might have a tremendously bad situation. Just unreal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. It's just so funny that this is the road to go down. Right? It's just so. By the way, I don't know if you guys heard it, but Larry Elder, he was a gubernatorial candidate here in California. And on top of that, he was on Salem Radio. He is leaving Salem Radio. Now, they've hosted his show since 2016. Before that, I think he was on ABC. And they did a little bit of that, you know. They, I just love this. Phil Boyce said that who's the head of Salem Radio Division, said the movie was completely Larry's decision. I will tell you that, When you're in a situation where you're given an either or, I guess it is totally your situation. And I'll leave it at that. And there's a lot of people being put in that position. I mean, a lot in this business. You need to stop talking about this. You need to stop talking about that. I mean, my network's great. They don't bother me at all. Just leave me alone. My own little corner. As long as I produce a show and produce a decent show, they just leave me alone. Now, you know, and again, I was just talking about him running for the recall election here last year. And he did get become the top vote getter for Republicans. But we had so many other Republicans in the race who didn't want to be in the race. They were just doing it for name recognition, which is dead wrong, because nobody's going to remember you next year. Right? There were 46 candidates on that ballot. If those other ones had backed out and stopped, Larry would have had a chance to beat him. A real chance to beat him. People knew him up and down the state. They knew him everywhere. Salem added that it will also host Elder's upcoming documentary, Uncle Tom 2, when it's released later this year. And, you know, I tell you what, in if you guys didn't see it yet, see it. Go grab it. Uncle Tom 1. Well, Uncle Tom, period. I'm telling you, it's a big deal. You know, he lays it out in plain, simple English. We white folk don't have to be worried about, you know, putting facts out there about the black community. It doesn't make you a hater. It doesn't make you a racist. It doesn't make you a bad person. They've got you believing that, but it's not true. And this is something, you know, earlier I talked to somebody. We're going to have Stacey Washington on the show next week. She's written a book that has to do with you Christians. Again, I'm pounding on Christians in the last segment, in the last few minutes. Right? You guys need to get off your butts and do something. No. You need to get off your knees and do something as well. You're supposed to be doing something. And many of those Christians that you voted into office, they're not acting very much like Christians. Seriously. They're not holding the person. Now, I'm not talking about them getting up on the counter, screaming, praise God, accept Jesus. That's not what I'm talking about. But, you know, there are a multitude of ways to do things. And you use your principles, you use your belief system, you use what God, the tools that God's given you to make sure that you're making decisions that are going to save kids, help kids. Seriously. So, again, in reality, it's up to us to make the difference. It's up to us to do something. And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of your faith. Don't be afraid of... Now, that's why I say to you, get informed before you open your mouth. Right? And I don't know how to put it any... I just don't know how to put it any other way. If you want this stuff to stop, you need to engage. And engagement doesn't mean that you run for office, like Larry did. Engagement means you help somebody that you believe in run for office. That's a big part of it, too. I think of the story I wanted to get to, which is all about the Department of Education waging war on charter schools. Charter schools, who did the best in the lockdown. They had the least amount of issues in the lockdowns. They were able to innovate. They were able to move quickly. They were able to make things happen. And mostly because they didn't have a union to deal with. And yes, they do have some rules that they don't have to deal with the regular schools do, comprehensive schools do. And maybe that's something the government needs to look at. Right? You know, not every kid learns the same way. We hear this all the time. Yet what does the government try to do? They want one-way, cookie-cutter way of doing things, and it doesn't work. It's just amazing. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. You know what? I want you back with me when I'm on the air. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. God bless. Go do something good. Something that makes you feel good.